UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Welcome back to Fast Break Friday on The V Show, presented by Universal Windows Direct on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Am I supposed to talk now? Did the UPS guy introduce me? I didn't hear it. That's all right. He doesn't have to. I just was curious. I thought the girls were going to do SportsCenter. I got excited, and then I realized that would have been an immense amount of preparation for two women who've never done SportsCenter. So then I thought maybe you wanted me to wing it, which might have been
fun. Nick can't do a SportsCenter.
Why not? Why can't he do a SportsCenter, Teresa? What's the problem? He's done them many times. Why should he have a hard time doing them today? Something happened I don't know about?
Mic is broken.
Oh, yeah. His microphone is broken. That's right. He told us that. If you want the girls to say something, here's your chance. Text it to us at 437-9680. We've got a couple that we'll have coming your way. I'd rather have me say it and then have them say it. That takes the surprise out of it. So I'll tell Maria and Teresa if they would say these things privately, and then they can come on and you can maybe we should have Teresa say them, Maria say them first, and then the people can be guessing what they're saying. Because I got a couple of good ones here. I should that the listeners sent us that would be very entertaining. So, have Teresa go on a 1 minute rant at Talk Sports Terry or other stuff. Otto, and that's not as how she. Well, she will go on a rant. She's a little feisty. She's a little feistier than Maria, so maybe she will. But we'll do that in a little bit. Chris Mack's coming up. We're not going to get into anything in any heavy detail here because Chris Mack's coming up in about 4 or 5 minutes, or at least the presser is. There may be a player first, but there's a press conference today. Chris is saying what, you know, fans are saying, but this is the thing that is interesting. And this is alarming, but guy in Texas says, Mike isn't broken. I just heard him. Chris said that I'd like to think our kids really care about winning and we have a lot of pride, but it shouldn't take a deficit to figure that out because Louisville's winning streak has been comprised here 5 games where the average margin is 4.5 points. So, and they're going to have faced the ultimate clatch and scraw. That would be scratch and claw team in Clemson. They also play real knuckle biters and possession by possession, but they've won 4 of their last 5. They won at Chapel Hill. They upset No. 3 Duke at home. They beat Wake Forest the other night by 3. Again, another night where all the games were decided by 2, 3, 4, 5 points. That's the way it is. Everybody's getting what? Teresa, what is everybody getting? You know what they're all getting. That's how it works this year. Everybody is getting this in college basketball. Nobody's getting steak on the airplane or, you know, big lettuce and you know, wraps. They're getting this. They're getting, she doesn't want to say it. I thought she
miseria.
What are they getting?
Peanuts.
There we go. Very nice, ladies. Thank you. Clemson was 7 points down in the final 17 seconds against Louisville before they lost 56-55. Louisville won in 2016 by 4 at Little John. I remember, I mean, these games are dogfights. You're going to get probably the same. 2 o'clock, going to get a dogfight against Clemson. But if they come out of the dogfight, then they're going to be with a victory, then that's the thing to look at. Very good. Is Clemson the official scratch and claw team because they are the Tigers? Ah, maybe. It'd be silly if you're a Demon Deacon and scratching and clawing, you'll be defrocked. Although if you're a Demon Deacon to begin with, you shouldn't be in the church to begin with. So that's a whole other story. She did not say that. She said peanuts. I should have had them give out pretzels on the plane. Would have been a lot safer for the Beavis and Butthead element of our listener base.
Someone gets some holy water.
Oh. What the hell did that mean? Someone gets some holy water. Teresa? We're not... She
for the Demon Deacon.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Let's see. This is, what was I going to point out? There was a stat I had for you that I was going to share. Oh, this one. That I already mentioned if you were with us earlier, but again, just to what to expect. You're playing a team that's scratch and claw. Wednesday's games, Louisville was a 4-point win. That was the biggest margin of the night. Syracuse beat Notre Dame by 2. Virginia Tech beat Carolina in double overtime by 2. Pittsburgh beat Boston College by 2. Clemson beat Wake Forest by 3. The only one that was any kind of a margin was a really pissed off Duke team at home, took their wrath out on Miami at 89-59. But beyond that, and the night before on Monday, these are just the games this week. Unbelievable. NC State beat Virginia by 2. That was on Monday. Tuesday, Clemson beat Wake Forest by 3, and then Duke had that 30-point win. That's the outlier. Louisville's game was 4 points. Syracuse was 2. Virginia Tech won by 2. Pitt won by 2. There were no games Thursday. No games tonight, and tomorrow they don't put the point spreads up, but I think it's going to be much the same. I mean, listen, one of these could be a blowout, more than one, but if you can predict it, more power to you. Speaking of predicting that, I think we should do this. Since I didn't have time to, it just popped into my head as I literally was coming up the elevator to the studio today, so I would like to have more time to prepare it. I'd like to see, we keep giving on the show, everybody quotes KenPom and Sagarin, and I quote them both, although I think I like Sagarin for predicting the game more than KenPom, although KenPom does a terrific job. Sagarin just gives you the score and the margin. KenPom tells you what teams are good at various things, how fast they play. But who actually would do better at predicting the games? So I may do that. I may take, each week we'll take 5 games and let them each predict what the margin would be and see who's closer. And if they are right, whoever's righter, to use our own word, will keep a running tab. Because the Sagarins, as you know, if you listen to the show regularly, were spectacular in the NFL this year. I mean, last I think we looked, they were 40-19 or something, which is, you know, you make some money if you're doing that.
Me gusta Sagarin.
You like Sagarin? Okay. How about, how's Teresa feel? She's probably a Ken Palm kind of guy. She can't say Valvano.
I like Pomeroy.
How come she can say everybody's name but ours? What's up with that? A little offended at that, Teresa. She really won't say our name? You sure about that? You sure about that 15 minutes? You sure about that 10 minutes? See, those are the lines she could say. We got to get her to say, always be closing. You sure about that 10 minutes? We have her do the
first. I don't tea like Italians.
I don't tea like Italian. She can't do contractions, Teresa. You have to say, I do not. Because it was before when we wanted to say I'd, she said ID. That's a good one. I'm telling you, while Chris is talking, I'll put a list together for you, Nick, and we won't spoil it for the listener because we're getting some really good ones from suggestions. And the girls, they just admitted earlier, they're happy to help. They're delighted to be part of the program. So we'll do that in just a bit. How do I know when the presser's coming on since you can't talk to me? So how about that? They really don't like this, not being able to have you converse. Girls, you're always welcome. We like having you on, but...
Do you want Stephen?
Enoch? Sure, I think the players and the fans would like to hear from Steven. So let's hear Steven, and then we'll hear Chris Mack. Here he is.
We're getting better and better at realizing which areas of the game and which times of the game where we have to be the most consistent. Each game we go into, you know, it's we learn a different way of piecing together 40 minutes. So that's what we're getting better at each game, I could say.
What do you think went wrong there the other night when you all went up kind of big? Like, I think you had maybe 11-point lead, and then they kind of fought their way back into it.
Part of me says fouls, and then part of me says, you know, being more patient, you know, on defense and offense. You know, when we make teams work it down to the last 10 seconds of the clock, you know, it's a really good advantage for us because, you know, if we stay solid and finish the play, then, you know, we can get it going on the other side, on the other end. And then on the back end, the team is working to get back into the game like they were the other night. So we're just making them work harder the more we are patient on offense.
Coach Mack has talked about how you guys need to become more tougher physically and mentally. You view this five-game stretch and, you know, overcome some difficult spots in games as a sign that that's progressing?
Yeah, definitely. We have to take things game by game, but, you know, each time we're faced with a tough challenge of, you know, probably adversity with another team, where we hold ourselves to a higher standard because, you know, when we do click completely as a group, you know, we can beat any team by a wide margin. But we just have to keep it going. That's all I can say about it.
You've recently moved with Big Men recently, and Kerry and Banks, and now how does Sims compare
to
what he does with his
true thing? Sims, for the bigs that we've played recently, the game runs through them on offense for their team. And, you know, we've done a good job of, you know, containing them each game. And this game, you know, Clemson like to run it through their big man, but he's a lot more versatile than recent bigs that we've played against. You know, not just back to the basket. He's a driver. He's a shot faker. He's a good shooter. So we got to do a good job, just like we have in these past few games. It's helped us, you know, get wins.
Pretty good passer too.
Yeah, pretty good passer. Done a lot of film on him and their team as a whole. So. You know, we just have to do a good job.
Steven, what do you think you guys have learned down the stretch of games? You know, last year, obviously, that was a huge struggle. During this five-game winning streak, you probably lose four of those games a year ago. You guys are finding a way to win those games now.
Yeah, we're just learning how to attack certain defenses and attack certain defenses' weaknesses, in fact. And I feel like we've done a good job at that. Most when we do get a stop on our defense.
Steven, are there any specific parts of your game that have improved from last year that you are comfortable with and pleased with, and what things you feel you still want to improve on as the season progresses?
Just like you said, just being more comfortable out there. I feel like that's helped me a lot. Like, you know, with my confidence and everything, especially on offense, and then on defense, you know, I've always wanted to improve on defense because ever since I came into college, you know, that was kind of an area where I lacked at and kept me off the floor. So each game, I'm trying to get better in some area on defense, even if it doesn't go my way. I come back and keep skating, like looking to, you know, improve in those areas.
Chris said you were a little under the weather in some of those games last week. Are you feeling better are you feeling better now? And just how would you rate your play lately?
I would say for about 2 weeks straight, I had a cold and I would call it fever or whatever. But you know, I just kept pushing. It's something you deal with in life and sports. So like, you know, once I get past this, I should be back to like, you know, the level that we all know I can play at the level I know I can play at, the level the coaching staff knows and my teammates, and then, you know, we can just keep the ball rolling for each other.
Steven, in your position, now that Malik has really started to play well, how much is that a benefit for you guys to have two like that?
I go back to, you know, he really helps us, especially on defense, like, you know, shutting down bigs. And, you know, I follow right there with him. And you know, each time we play another team, his contribution helps us win. And, you know, we're most thankful for that. But I feel like with us two, me, you know, my offensive strengths, his offensive and defensive strengths, you know, we're able to contain bigs and then go at them.
Push each other in practice?
We push each other a lot, especially with Aiden. And we help each other get better every day, so.
How would you assess Aiden's improvement? You play against him in practice.
Right. He's made a great improvement. You know, he has great dexterity. He picks up on things really well and quick. And he's been a very huge, you know, contribution to our team because, you know, a game like tomorrow where we may or may not have Malik, you know, Aiden, he's always going to be ready to play. So.
Does it get any easier? I mean, is there more of a confidence factor having been here before, or just the type of things like that? It's the confidence factor.
You know, we try to challenge each other to see what we're made of. That's what we say to each other every time there's a close game. And also just a extra hunger, because every time we've seen, you know, a game, a close game, condensed game like that, you know, we not only we could just like see where we can improve at, but I would want to say that we use those times in each time we're faced like that to you know, really see what we're made of.
Eight games into the ACC play, you guys are sitting at the top of the floor standing. Do you keep an eye on the standings at all? Does that motivate you guys?
It definitely motivates us, and we won't try to pay too much attention to it, because, you know, we have another game right in front of us that we have to worry about, and each ACC game goes pretty fast, and or it comes pretty fast. Just like we have about 2 days in between each game, 2 or 3 days, and you know, that's what we try to focus on.
You feel like you kind of expected to be in this position this much into the season?
Yeah, and we expect even more for ourselves, so we're not going to change our mindset.
Anything else for Steven?
Great, thank you.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
That was presented by Class Act Federal Credit Union. It's like straight A's for your money. Text ESPN to 502-212-3167 to win weekly gift cards.
Wow. Teresa's doing the promo reads now. She might as well be on the payroll. Thank you, Teresa. Very nice. She and Billy O'Dell should team up and do one together. That's, I didn't know. Texter sent me that. I didn't understand either. Did I not hear him right? What did he say? May or may not have Malik? What did that mean? I didn't understand that either. Because I know Malik got nicked up last game, but he kept telling us after the game, it's nothing, it was nothing. Is he hurt? And I don't know anything about that. When Chris gets out, I hope maybe he'll address it. Or did I, what? It's like the listener, I was a bit confused by that. So I'm not. If you heard something else or know something else, share. Since Bob mentioned Beavis and Butthead, have Teresa say, I am Cornholio. She won't say that. I can't imagine she will. I need TP for my bunghole. That was his line, as you know. Now, I got a whole bunch of catchphrase movie things here that she's going to do. You're going to like it. It's coming up in just a bit. I'm going to see also if I can rustle up a comparison of Sagarin and Ken Pom for the games.
Because, listen, people like to invest a shekel or two, even though you got to go across the bridge to do it still. Or, yeah, you do. You just got to. I guess, like, if you download the DraftKings highest-rated sportsbook app, as long as you're in the confines of Indiana, you can play, though, right? I think you. So if you just drive over the bridge, you can play on their sportsbook app, I think. I think so. I haven't tried that particular thing yet, but I think you can. Oh, absolutely. Maria's going to say that. I can't tell you, text her what it is, but she's going to say that. We are. Oh, she's going to definitely say that. That's not helping you any because you don't have the screen in front of you. But if you're at 0523, she's saying that. If you're at 1357, she's saying that. So they're going to, I don't know, I shouldn't say that. They have, you know, they have a mind of their own. They don't have to say it. Steve says, can you get in trouble for sexually harassing synthetic people? Just like, if we said something rude to them, could they get their synthetic lawyer? Could they get, like, synthetic Keith Pointer to come over and sue us? I don't know. That's a good question. Have to call a synthetic lawyer and find out. Yeah, that's a good one as well. I'm going to see the games. These are the games I think we'll ask Sagarin and KenPom to do. Obviously, we'll do the two locals. We'll do Louisville and Clemson. And keep in mind, we're not going to be able to say whether they're against the spread, good or bad, because the spreads are not out yet. But we'll have them predict what the spread is, and whoever comes closer, we'll give a point to. It'll be five games a week. So we will do Clemson and Louisville. We'll do the Kentucky-Texas Tech game, so that's two. We will also do, I'm trying to find matchups of two top 25 teams whenever possible. I believe, unbelievably, Kentucky and Texas Tech is the only matchup with both teams in the top 25 for Saturday anyway. So that's interesting. Let's see where else we've got. We'll make sure then we take two teams with winning records. How about we do that? Okay, here's one. So we'll do those two games. We'll do Illinois at Michigan. Illinois is ranked 21st. Michigan is now unranked, but they are on the road. That'll be interesting. See what they have to say about that. I'd like to get some input on that one. I'm going to do the Tennessee-Kansas game, so we'll do that one, and we'll do one more. We'll do Notre Dame-Florida State. Those are the five we'll do. Right, let's go to Chris Mack.
I think they are very well coached. They're a hard team to prepare for. It's made it even more challenging with Amir Sims at the five in terms of what he can do at that position. He's an excellent decision maker. He can drive the ball from the perimeter. He certainly can shoot the ball from the perimeter. But he's not your typical perimeter player. I mean, he's just as effective around the basket. He guards the other team's big man. He just is so multifaceted that everything that Clemson does has that focal point of something that's odd for your team. But on the other end of the floor, defensively, I think they're as sound as any team we play. They are not going to beat themselves, whether it's, you know, their lack of turnovers on offense and defensively being in the right position. They make the game very, very sticky in the lane. They really understand ball side, help side. Again, a very, very well-coached team and a uniqueness in what they do with the five position.
Chris, are you guys going to have Malik tomorrow? Steven mentioned that he may not be able to go.
He's day-to-day. I mean, he suffered a knee injury versus Georgia Tech. And, thankfully, it wasn't anything, surgery or anything that's going to require him being out for an extended period of time. So he's day-to-day at this point. It was a bruise. And, whether he plays tomorrow, I don't know yet.
Coach, assuming that if he doesn't play, can we assume that we might see more of Aiden?
I mean, you can assume anything you want.
Ask you, might we see Aiden more? And my question really is, have you seen enough improvement with him where if you need to have him play, you will feel somewhat comfortable?
I go back to now we play the most unique center in our league. And so it's a very, very difficult challenge for Steve, Malik, certainly a freshman. So, may you see him tomorrow? Absolutely. That's not a guarantee. We may go small. if we need to. So we're going to figure that out as time goes on with what, you know, where Malik's status is. But, you know, Aiden's on scholarship, and he's got to be able to hold his own. We put him out there.
How does having Dwayne in a situation like this help?
I mean, help, you know, it helps in any situation. You know, he's so versatile. He's so smart. And he can just simply float from position to position. But, you know, again, the challenge is the guy on the other side of the floor. So I know what Dwayne brings and has always brought ever since I've been here. So, you know, you want to have guys like that on your team.
Did he get hurt during that time, do you know?
Or he actually got hurt towards the end of the first half when he missed a follow-up dunk and came down and, you know, just a little bit awkwardly. But, you know, he was checked out at halftime and, you know, structurally everything was fine. And it just hurt the next day a little bit more than usual. So, you know, Fred took him to the doctor and that's where we stand today.
You know, there's been so much talk about point guard, especially David here as of late. Did you like the way Darius finished the game the other night? Fresh just seemed to really start putting games. Do you feel comfortable with that position? On any given night, somebody's going to give you what you need.
Yeah, I would tell you that we need a little bit more consistency from game to game from each player, you know, because, you know, otherwise you feel like you're at the carnival with pop-up moles trying to figure out which one should be going in. But I've said it, David's coming along. Darius's effort on the defensive end the last two games has been nothing short of, you know, the best he's put in a Cardinal uniform. So, and Fresh has been solid all year long, especially on the defensive end. So we are getting more consistent play out of that position.
Chris, what do you think it is about you guys down the stretch of games this year as opposed to last year? I mean, you guys were on a five-game winning streak, but maybe you lose four of those games a year ago, now you win them.
I think experience helps. You know, having been in those moments before, guys coming up big and believing in themselves, you know, a desire to win. And, you know, knowing that you know, you get down a couple possessions, you have to be able to fight on the defensive end so that you continue to keep yourself, you know, above water. So a four-point lead for the opponent doesn't go to seven. Because you're too worried about what just happened on the offensive end or what's going to happen. So, again, I think all that's bottled up and in experience.
With Sims more of a wing guy last year when you played him?
He was more of the four. You know, he played alongside of, you know, some good five men. But, yeah, they've sort of slid him over a little bit.
As seasons progress, obviously freshmen can continue to make strides. Do you have a philosophy on do you like to tinker with the starting lineup once you get to the meat of your season, or do you like to –
No, I don't have a philosophy. You know, again, I think sometimes, you know, I don't want to be too rigid, but, you know, again, strong starts or lack thereof have not been our issue, you know, for the most part. You know, it's those lulls during the course of a half that we have to figure out how to get better. But the game on the defensive end, it was a very high-scoring game, but I think it was a one-point game at the first media timeout. So, you know, we just have to have a little bit more energy, a little bit more readiness on the defensive end. You give Georgia Tech credit, but starts haven't been our issue.
Coach, with Malik potentially being out tomorrow, he brings a ton of intensity to the court. I mean, who would you like to see step up if you can't play tomorrow and down regardless?
Every guy in a, I believe we're wearing white uniform. Every guy. When you lose a player, or potentially lose a player of Malik's magnitude, you know, you have to, you're not just going to anoint the next guy and say, this is your opportunity to become Malik. We need everybody to be better if we're in that situation tomorrow and he can't go.
Sam's been playing, getting more minutes lately. He hasn't necessarily been scoring a lot, but what's he been doing that's kind of gotten him more playing time?
I would say, Lucas, what I asked him to, and that was what's been keeping him out is his defensive awareness, his defensive effectiveness. He's doing a great job. And I would love for him to, you know, break out of not a slump, but be a little bit more assertive offensively, be a little bit more of a guy that we know can, you know, ring some points and put some points on the board. So he's earned it. He's done a great job on the defensive end. We're gaining a lot more confidence in him, not just to put him in, but in key stretches of the game, you know, in winning time as well. That's great, you know, to have that type of confidence in a couple of your young guys this, at this point in the year.
Anything else, guys? Thank you.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Yep.
Thanks, Coach.
So the big news, evidently Malik is questionable for tomorrow. It's funny because I saw him hobble over, not hobble, I mean it was not that pronounced, but I was like, he's walking a little oddly when he came over to do the post game with Paul Rogers and me. And I asked him, he said, no, it's not, you know, it's okay. Well, because we were asking about, was it his, you know, the off-season injury he had, was it something related to that? And he said, no. And as it turns out, he's right. It didn't. It was a bruised knee. But still, you could tell it was bothering him. And you always get nervous because you're still kind of the adrenaline and you're still running. The question always is, what is it the next day? And evidently, it was painful enough where they had to get it looked at. And, you know, it's a bruise and it's day to day. It doesn't need surgery. But I would be quite honestly not even a tiny bit surprised if he does not play tomorrow. And I'll tell you why I say that. Not because I don't think Aiden has come on as they would have hoped, but doesn't mean that he's not going to be a good player or they're disappointed in him, but I don't think they think he's ready to play. I mean, he's saying it as nicely as he can, but I don't think they think he's ready to play. And so I think the choices are going to be basically play with if Malik's, you know, recovers well enough to give them some minutes, that's great. And if not, he's going to play a small lineup. That's what I think. I think that he's going to look at this team and say they're as he said five different times in the press conference, they're an unusual team to play against. You know, you can't do it traditionally. Sims, who put some gaudy numbers up, I mean, he started the season getting 15 rebounds against the Virginia Tech in their opener. I remember that. And let's go see. Let me see if I can get the splits here. What's he done in his recent games? His last 5 games, he's have been against NC State, where he had 17 points, 4 rebounds. Then Carolina, 20 points, 8 rebounds. Duke, 25 points, 9 rebounds. NC State, again, another quirky bit of scheduling. They play them twice in 4 games. 18 points and 11 rebounds. And then the last game against Wake, 7 points and 6 rebounds. So, you know, he's a handful. But I think they'll tell Dwayne, do your thing. I mean, he's a good 3 inches taller than Dwayne, but I think they'll try and get after him with Dwayne and go small. So it's going to be – that's my guess. Wouldn't be the first time I'm wrong. But I think that's what I think is going to come out of it more than they'll play. I think Gahan will have to be ready if for whatever reason, you know, Enoch gets in foul trouble. They can't play 30 minutes of Sutton at center, so then he might have to step in. On the 1 in a million chance he decides to go zone, maybe as a surprise, you know, maybe he can play in the zone a little bit better than he plays the man. I don't know. So there you go. By the way, I did not realize that they would do this. So just a heads up, if you keep trying to sign in the wrong state, there will be criminal charges pressed against you on those I think that means if you try and do it in a state where it's not legal, but you have to be aware of your surroundings. Yeah, but if you're in the state where it's legal, I don't think it's any kind of situation, but anyway, we shall see. All right. We come back on the other side. We are going to let the do you want the girls to talk? You want to have the girls check in, or we can do that, or we can also do the Sagarins and the KenPoms, and we'll compare those. So I don't know, you're mouthing things because I can't hear you. So all right, he wants me to keep talking. I was born in Queens, but then we moved to Long Island when I was a year old. My father started the athletic program there. And so I stayed there, and then I went to – no? That's still no good? Now I can talk? Now I can wrap it up? All right, I think we've got some surprises coming up. Texter says, yes, if you're inside the state border of Indiana, you're fine. So there you go. So just don't try and do it in a state where it's illegal, because it's illegal. So there you go. But you can do it in Indiana, and that's fun. And hopefully someday soon you can do it here. I wrote my representative and said, please support the bill. And she wrote back and said, I'm one of the co-sponsors of it. So, yeah, I'm going to support it. So I was like, yeah, well, that would make sense. So very good. All right. What do you want me to do here? Do it with Pantomime? You know, what We're going to do movie title, three words. No. We're going to do a sports center. It was going to be a sports center coming up. Okay. Uh-huh. And 3, 2, 1.
Time now for an ESPN Louisville Sports Center update.
Good afternoon, I'm Teresa. This SportsCenter update brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. Big on commitment, also brought to you by the Bucket 5-star prospect for UK, Khalil Whitney, taking to social media to announce he will leave UK and transfer immediately. Whitney, a McDonald's All-American, was averaging 3.3 points per game and 1.7 rebounds. Number 15 UK faces number 18 Texas Tech as part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge tomorrow at 6. You heard Cal's presser, Pauly, earlier today. In his teleconference yesterday, he said this Tech team is unique.
They play different. They play the post different. How they trap. They play pick and rolls different. They do different things on the baseline out of bounds. They throw some presses at you, some passive, some aggressive. You know, they'll just start running and trapping and doing stuff.
Keep it locked to ESPN 680-1057 for UK post with Ensign Brown immediately after the final buzzer. Cards face Clemson at 2. Chris Mack and his presser say big man Malik Williams is day-to-day thanks to an injury in the first half of the Georgia Tech game. Keep it locked to ESPN Louisville for pre- and post-game coverage. Indiana upset 11 Michigan State 67-63. Post Archie Miller happy the Hoosiers took care of business at Assembly Hall.
You know, the environment in there is as good as it gets. Our fans, you know, right now when we play a home game, man, second to none. And it's a great feeling because, you know, in this league, it just seems like every single night, man, it's almost impossible to find a way to pull through. But when you're at home, it's very important.
Jeff Walls gets his 350th career win thanks to the U of L women beating UVA 71-56 and Bellarmine upset at home by Southwest Baptist 79-74. This isn't that hard, Nick. Figure it out. But and man, do I read better than process. Back to you, Bob. This is SportsCenter.
You keep pointing to me, and then the mic's not on. Teresa, I got to tell you, I think that was outstanding. That was, I will be very surprised if the listeners were not pleased about that. That is, I had no idea you were so well-versed on what's going on in sports. That was very, very impressive indeed. So I hope you enjoyed. That was the debut of Teresa making her sports. Uh-oh. Somebody's on the phone. What? Hello? Oh, no. Billy, no. She has not taken your place. Billy O'Dell. I know she kept calling them Uke. She's got some. She's automated, Billy. Yeah. No. You can still come in on the days when you have study hall and do the reads. Trust me. The listeners still like 10-year-old Billy O'Dell to come in. Hey, we don't use that kind of language. You never even met Teresa. Don't talk about her like that. You just be respectful, young man. Yes, you can come back and do some sports centers during your break. But I'm sorry, the listeners like her. They want to hear more of her. So you're just going to have to share the spotlight a little bit. I don't care who your father is. I don't care how well he gets along with the owners of the station. You're going to have to be a good team player, Billy. That's how it is. Teresa is going to do some stuff here, and frankly, for our ESPN Deportes listeners, we're going to let Maria chime in as well. You don't speak Spanish. No, I know from your guidance counselor you're taking French, so don't even go there. All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks. 10-year-old Billy O'Dell, a little hissy fit there over Teresa, but I think the listeners love Teresa here.
Hi, Billy. Silver medal looks good on you.
Teresa just told all the other producers to suck it and step up their games. She was very good, except for calling Kentucky Uke, which actually is kind of cute. I thought that was pretty good. So there you go. We will take a break. We will come back. She may say some more things, and Maria certainly will say some more things. And we will also give you the Sagarin and the KenPom picks on those five games. So glad you're with us on this Friday. It's Fast Break Friday. Thanks for being with us here on ESPN.
I love my windows, too. They are dank AF.
Thank you, Teresa. The girls will say some more a little bit later, but since we're on the network here for Fast Break Friday, in the few minutes we have left, I thought I would go through the picks by the experts. These are the Saturday games. We're going to see who has a better prognostication ability, the KenPom or the Sagarins. The five games are the two locals, the Kentucky and Louisville. And then we're also doing a Michigan game, the Florida State-Notre Dame game, the Tennessee and Kansas game. So here's what they have to say. First, we'll go through KenPom. Actually, first I will do this because I don't have the right sheet up here. I apologize again. That's what we want. We want college basketball right there. Boom. All right, here's what we got for Saturday in the Big Ten. This is the... that game? Okay. That's tomorrow. All right. So you've got Illinois at Michigan. All right. So the matchups are Kentucky at Texas Tech, Illinois at Michigan, Notre Dame at Florida State, Clemson at U of L, and Tennessee at Kansas. All right. Let's see what they have to say. The we'll do them game by game. The Texas Tech game for Kentucky. Ken Pomeroy says Texas Tech should be favored by three. That is the prognostication by KenPom. The Sagarins say this. They say, let's see, the Big 12 is that one, and that is at home, Texas Tech. I have to figure this one on the fly here. Will be 87, and Kentucky is ranked a... hold on. Scrolling, but I'll find it. 87 for Texas Tech at home. Kentucky is, you know, I'll go through the KenPoms first because I got them all loaded already. Texas Tech -3 against Kentucky. Michigan is -3 against Illinois. They're not ranked. Illinois is. Florida State is -10 against Notre Dame. U of L is -12 against Clemson. And Kansas is -14 against Tennessee. Now, that's going to be a factor because I'm sure those stats were determined before all the suspensions for Kansas. So we probably should take that game with a grain of salt. But that's what it says for those games. For, what a pain in the ass. Can't we put a new computer in here? We're all the computers everywhere else in the building but here. Oy, oy, oy. All right. For the Sagarins, for Louisville at home, is a 92. Clemson is an 81. Sagarin says that Louisville should win by 11. That's going to be tough. KenPom says 12. Sagarin says 11. All right. The Kansas, we'll come back to that one. Florida State and Notre Dame. That's at Florida State. Florida State at home is a 92. Notre Dame's an 81. Florida State should be 11. KenPom says 10. Sagarin says 11. So we'll see how that plays out. The Big Ten. You've got Michigan, according to KenPom, should be a 3-point favorite against Illinois. They are home against Illinois. According to Sagarin, Michigan would be 86. Illinois would be 86. That should be a pick 'em. That game should be even. And KenPom says Michigan should be laying 3. So we'll see how that plays out. Kansas has themselves at home a 96. But again, they have got themselves a situation with suspended players, and so I'm not quite sure how that's going to factor in here. But they are annoying the snot out of me because the thing won't scroll. All right, so that would be 96. Tennessee would be on the road at 83. It should be, boy, these are really close. KenPom says 14. Sagarin says 13. And then, as I said, I didn't get the Kentucky for Sagarin. Kentucky is 88 on the road. And if the thing does not lock up again, as it has five times already, there we go. Texas Tech at home is 87. And as I said, Kentucky on the road.
New computer, get a load of this guy.
Is 88. Actually, well, there's a big difference. You guys should like Sagarin better. It's according to this, Sagarin says Kentucky should be favored by one. Pomeroy says Texas Tech should be favored by three. So there's a little discrepancy there. That's the only game where they pick different winners, but the margin is different. The Michigan game, Ken Pom has Michigan by three. Sagarin has it as a pick 'em. Florida State by 10, according to Ken Pom, 11 by Sagarin. U of L by 12, Ken Pom, 11 by Sagarin. And Kansas by 14 under Ken Pom, 13 by Sagarin. I almost feel like we should void that game because of the suspensions. Let's see if we can take another ACC game. How about we do that instead? I think that's really unfair. All these computer numbers have been generated before all the suspensions are factored in. That's not really going to work out in a very fair way. So how about we do another ACC game? This would be an interesting one, I think. You've got Miami going to North Carolina. Let's take a fast look first and see what they've got. Carolina's 8-10. Miami is 10-8. And let's see what they have to say about that one here. Again, very, very locked up, but we're getting there. We're getting there. I should have taken a conference that was already on the screen. It's unbelievable. Teresa, talk to the bosses here. Get us a new computer for the love of God. This thing is awful. Seriously, it's like working on a Commodore 64. Ay, ay, ay. All right. Well, I'm going to plod through it, though. I promised you one more game. We may need a fifth game tiebreaker for these two. So let's go see. Maybe Ken Pom's.
You clicked another window, you daft bastard.
No, I did. I really did. You're exactly right. I can't even argue that with you. I absolutely can't argue that with you. Let's go see. We got this. We'll click that. And then we'll click that. And then we'll. Yay. Ken Pom is much faster on this computer. At least getting to the right page. Now I got to locate the damn game. All right, this is who at North Carolina? Miami. I saw that game a moment ago. So here's what the Ken Poms have to say about that. I'll tell you what, screw that game because it's taking me too long to find. You guys are getting bored out of your mind. So here we go. We'll do Virginia Tech at Boston College. Virginia Tech at Boston College. Virginia Tech, according to Ken Pom, should win.
These computers
five.
Are from when I was in elementary school.
You got that right, sweetie. You're absolutely right. I can't even argue that with you. Virginia Tech by five, according to Ken Pom, at Boston College, which is Virginia Tech is actually 57th in the country, according to Ken Pom. Boston College is 171st. Oh, hallelujah, dear God. Finally loaded on the other site. Here's
can
the
you
Sagarin.
Hear me? Now am I back?
Hear. Yes, you're back.
Oh, praise be to Jesus and Calvin, our engineer.
All right, except I pulled my headset out. All right, here's the finally. We have Virginia Tech on the road is 82. Boston College at home is 76. Sagarin says Virginia Tech should win by six. So now I can sum it up definitively. Texas Tech, according to Ken Pom, 3-point favorite. According to Sagarin, Kentucky's a 1-point favorite. Michigan hosting Illinois. Michigan's a 3-point favorite on Ken Pom, even on Sagarin. Florida State, very close in both of them. They're hosting Notre Dame, 10-point favorites on Ken Pom, 11 on Sagarin. U of L against Clemson, 12-point favorites on Ken Pom, 11 on Sagarin. And finally, Virginia Tech going on the road to take on Boston College. And they are 5-point favorites on Ken Pom, 6-point favorites on Sagarin. Wow. All right, we did it, though. Thanks, everybody, for being with us on Fast Break Friday. Those of you in Lexington, we'll see you next week. Those of you here in Louisville, you got another hour to go. Maria and Teresa will be talking to you and giving you those movie lines that you all suggested, so you don't want to miss that. That's coming up here on ESPN 680 105.7.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.